Milkshakes and lats could be covered by sugar tax, date modified colon 2025-04-2019-07-2833.363z, description colon the tax would be applied to manufacturers of milk-based drinks and dairy-based substitutes, under the plans, Milkshakes and lats could be covered by sugar tax, 29 minutes ago, save, James Gregory BBC News, save. Getty Images, the sugar tax applied to fizzy drinks could be extended to milkshakes and pre-packaged lats under new government plans. The government is consulting on proposals to end the exemption from the tax for milk-based drinks, as well as non-dairy substitutes such as oats or rice. Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced in her autumn budget last year that the government was considering widening the levy. Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride labeled the move a sucker punch to households when Labour had already pushed up the cost of living for families. The sugar tax, known formally as the Soft Drinks Industry Levy, SDIL, is a tax on pre-packaged drinks which applies to manufacturers and was introduced by the Conservative government in April 2018 as a means to tackle obesity. On Monday, the Treasury also confirmed proposals to reduce the maximum amount of sugar allowed in drinks before they become subject to the levy from 5 grams to 4 grams per 100 ml. Some 203 pre-packed milk-based drinks on the market, which make up 93% of sales within the category, will be hit with the tax unless their sugar content is reduced in accordance with the proposals, government analysis says. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper said the government was consulting on going further with the existing levy after it was shown to have had a particular impact on children's health. "We are making sure we are taking practical, sensible measures to improve the health of our children," she told BBC Breakfast on Tuesday. The original exemption for milk-based drinks was included because of concerns about calcium consumption, particularly among children. Announcing the planned changes, the Treasury said young people only get 3.5% of their calcium intake from such drinks, meaning it is also likely that the health benefits do not justify the harms from excess sugar. By bringing milk-based drinks and milk substitute drinks into the SDIL, the government would introduce a tax incentive for manufacturers of these drinks to build on existing progress and further reduce sugar in their recipes, it added. The government estimates that 89% of soft drinks sold in the UK are not subject to the tax because of widespread reformulation by manufacturers since 2018. But it added that the levy had effectively created a target of just below the 5 grams threshold, and products had clustered below 5 grams as a result. The government consultation will run from Monday until July 21. The SDIL has raised a total of £1.9 billion since its introduction in 2018, according to government statistics released last September. Revenue for HMRC for the 2023-24 financial year was £338 million. Opponents of the levy in recent years include the soft drinks industry, pubs, and off-licenses. Some argue the levy disproportionately affects lower-income families and does little to tackle obesity. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage told the BBC on Tuesday he was sick to death of a government telling us how we should live and said the focus should be on educating people who can then make decisions about their health. But Tam Fry, the chairman of the National Obesity Forum, said he welcomed the proposals tremendously and said it was high time the levy was extended. He told BBC Radio 4's Today programme that it was not a game changer in terms of tackling obesity, but one of those things that is needed. Meanwhile, industry body the Food and Drink Federation said it welcomed the chance to share its views in the consultation. It said significant progress had already been made and many years of investment in research and development had reduced sugar in soft drinks by 46% in the last 5 years. With a 30% sugar reduction in pre-packed milk-based drinks in the last 3 years. It added that food and drink manufacturers were facing a series of inflationary pressures and called on the government to continue to create the right conditions for businesses to innovate and also be clear about their long-term goals to promote business confidence. Rachel Reeves Sugar Tax Health Mel Stride Labour Party.